Log Talk Radio.
I will be your cruise director for this Monday morning edition of the Daily Complaint, or I guess if you're on the East Coast, it's a Monday afternoon edition of the Daily Complaint. So welcome to the Daily Complaint, regardless of what coast you are on. We are here to help. So welcome to those of you who are joining us for the very first time. What a wonderful first step in knowing your rights and asserting our rights. You're going to hear me say that. That is our motto. It's our heartbeat here at the Daily Complaint. So welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time. Welcome to those of you who are joining us for the second, third, fourth, fifth, 10th, 12th, 15th time. We want to extend a warm welcome to you as well, because not only are you taking that first step, but you're making that commitment to fixing or asserting or exercising your rights, and really getting on the fast train or in the fast lane to success. So welcome to all of you. Normally we run the show at 8:30 a.m. West Coast, 11:30 a.m. East Coast, but we are still playing with time. We're not really certain whether we're going to run at 10 a.m. West Coast or 9 a.m. West Coast, which I have a feeling is going to be somewhere in between, maybe 9:30 a.m. West Coast, 12:30 p.m. East Coast, but we'll figure out where that shakes out as we move forward. So, again, folks, welcome to the Daily Complaint. We're so thrilled to be here. We're so thrilled to be able to bring to you practical solutions for a lot of financial issues that you're facing. We've got a great complaint today, so we're looking forward to talking about Wells Fargo. Looking forward to talking about escrow fraud, insurance fraud. This complaining party is probably about, well, actually the complaint is exactly a week old, I believe. It was posted last Monday. So very timely. And reality is we want to make sure that you have the most up-to-date information. We want to make sure that you know your rights. We want to make sure that you know where to go for help if you're seeking help. And we just want to make sure that you are familiar with the ins and outs of an escrow account, what they can do, what they can't do. And if you are replacing your insurance, what they have to do, so on and so forth. Okay? So, again, welcome to the Daily Complaint. My name is Dana Schaffman. I am the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own N Consulting. I am and will be indefinitely your hostess, or like I like to say, your cruise director for the Daily Complaint. So, I'm with you through and through. But the good news is, I generally will provide you with the information that you need in the first 10 minutes or so of the show. So that way, if you're tired of listening to me after 10 minutes, you're welcome to cut and run and go get the information or post the complaints or exercise your rights in whatever capacity or with whatever resources you either hear on the show or you have at your fingertips. So we're very passionate about what we do. We're very blessed to be able to help other people achieve their goals and rectify issues that exist for them. Like I said, today we're going to look at Wells Fargo. We're going to look at escrow accounts. We're going to look at when you replace your insurance and it's done through escrow, what does that mean? What rights do you have? So on and so forth. Okay, so we're going to take a look at that today. Like I said, N Consulting brings to you, I'm the managing member and owner of N Consulting, brings to you the daily complaint every weekday. I can't tell you definitively what time. Traditionally, we've done 8:30 a.m. West Coast, 11:30 a.m. East Coast. I don't know if that's going to stand or fly, but nonetheless, we will figure it out by September 1st. How about that? So, and the good news is, for the majority of you, you listen later anyway. So what that means is that every show that we do live, and we are live, folks, so we are live for 30 minutes. Immediately following our live show, we archive every single show on our show page, which is thedailycomplaint.com. So really, you can listen anytime you want. There's no reason for you to worry about what time we air live because it doesn't really matter. So the only difference is if you listen live, you're not going to listen to commercials because they're not going to, I don't think, they're going to cut me live to listen to commercials. When you listen later in an archive version, they're going to throw some commercials in there. So that's the only main difference. But reality is the commercials are maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes long when they stuff them in there. And that at that point, you could be looking up the information like consumerfinance.gov, which is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the CFPB's website. Or you could be looking up FTC.gov, which is the Federal Trade Commission's website. You could also be looking up your own Department of Financial Services or Department of Financial Institutions. You could be looking up your Attorney General information. You could be looking up SIGTARP, Special Inspector General of the Troubled Asset Relief Program, their website. You could be looking up the Department of Treasury contact information, the Department of Justice, depending on what your issue is. If it's an escrow-related issue, that might be something that you want to go to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. So look, we're only 7.5 minutes in the show, and I think I've already given you, what, 5 or 6 regulatory agencies in addition to maybe some other agencies out there, maybe even more than that at this point. So reality is what I think we want to, well, what I know we want to convey to you every day is that you always have options. And by gaining the knowledge, we like to say knowledge is power, by knowing your rights, you are equipped, shall we say, to assert your rights. There is no way to do it any other way. You can fight on emotion all you want. You're not going to win. You're going to have to fight on fact, okay? And the reason why I know that is because I would say 90% of our clients have fought on emotion before they get to our office, and they have not been able to achieve their desired solutions. In fact, I have a client that is like the negative Nancy of the world. Well, she has fought on emotion and, you know, oh, they're never going to do this, you're never going to do that, da, da, da. Well, if you put it out there, they're probably never going to do it. You know, if you explain to them why they're obligated to do it, then that's a whole other side of the fence. So you've got to have hope. That's kind of what we're doing here is trying to inject some hope there. You've got to know your options. You've got to have optimism. You've got to have a pathway to success that's defined. You've got to know your rights, and you've got to be able to write a letter that is clear and concise and is understandable. Okay? And once you take all of that and put it together in a little package, then you're able to send it out and possibly get the relief that you're seeking, depending upon where you're going, who you're going to, and making sure you're going to the right place. Okay? So it is a matter of understanding and knowing your rights and understanding who and how to assert your rights. Okay? It's not difficult, but you've got to fight on fact, not on emotion. You've got to understand what they're seeking. Because reality is when you're dealing with especially mortgage issues, whether it's modifying your loan or restructuring your debt into a repayment plan, or whether it's escrow like we're going to look at today and issues with escrow, whether it's anything else that, being falsely denied for a loan because of something, or, whatever the case may be, being harassed and having your consumer rights violated, or a violation of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act where they're calling you outside of the parameters of the FDCPA, which you can find at FTC.gov, then you need to start understanding where that is. Okay, I'm not an attorney. You don't have to be one either. Okay, in order to assert your rights, you've got to know them, understand how to assert them, meaning you've got to start writing. A lot of people call. You're never going to get anywhere by calling. I promise you that. There are too many layers in between you and whomever it is that make the decisions and actually have the power to do things. By calling, you're never going to get to them. You're never going to access that. So you've got to understand how to write clear, cohesive, understandable, dynamic, and powerful letters so that you're able to say, these are the issues. This is what we're addressing. This is what we're seeking. This is why we are entitled to it. And maybe not entitled, but this is why we feel that we should have the option to exercise these rights, okay? So that's why we do what we do here, folks. Like I said, you can listen to any show. I think this is the 282nd show, which means we've only got 18 more to reach 300, which we should be done with by, I'd say, mid-October at the latest. And so you've got over 280 shows to listen to that covers pretty much every aspect of your mortgage if you've got an issue, and probably almost, if not every company, mortgage servicing and lending out there that might violate your rights. Now, the other thing to know is that 100% of the information that we're going to tell you is on the internet. But if you can't find it, if you can't access it, if you don't know how to, then visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. My personal signature is at the bottom of every single show, okay? In addition to that, you can access our Twitter page, our Facebook page. We're going to actually post up the information that we're going to look at today with regard to escrow accounts, okay? And there's just a wealth of information. You know, we deal a lot. It seems to be that escrow fraud is kind of the fastest way to steal money, I guess, if you're a lending institution, a mortgage servicing company. Because it seems to be something that people just don't understand. And if you have a shortage, they break it up into 12 months. So, you know, if you're only paying $20 a month extra, you know, maybe you're not really, you don't really care because it's $200 and whatever. But listen, you know, $20 extra in your pocket. And trust me, some people have $1,000 escrow shortages, $1,200, which means it's $100 extra a month. Okay, some people are being threatened foreclosure because of escrow mistakes made by the mortgage servicer. Okay, so again, it's important for you to understand what is escrow, what happens during escrow, so on and so forth. So we're going to look at that today. So like I said, thedailycomplaint.com, folks, on the top right, there are links in blue circles. You're going to notice them. One's Facebook, one's Twitter. To the left of those, there's a black circle that looks like it has like the inside of a light bulb on it. It's our website. There's a contact us page. You're welcome to do so. My personal signature is at the bottom of every show. You're welcome to email or call us. I promise you, we probably get 5 emails a day and a couple phone calls a day, every day. So reality is there are individuals like you, like me, like us, consumers, that are having issues and don't know where to go, which is why we're so blessed and grateful we are able to bring to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. Time not specific. Doesn't matter. Because you can listen later anytime at your leisure by just simply going to thedailycomplaint.com. You can download it and run to it if you want to listen. So if you can't sleep, you can listen to me and I'm sure I can put you to sleep. So, okay, so like I said, our complaint comes to us a week ago, August 17th, 2015, by somebody by the name of Nereza. It's a woman, I can tell you that, and the only reason I can tell you that is based on the body of her complaint, okay? She's answering a string that was posted by John Lawrence, escrow account shortage, back in 2008. So obviously this has been going on for a long time, 7 to 8 years, okay? If not forever. Because like I said, escrow is such a funky thing that you're basically relying on your mortgage company, in this case a mortgage servicer, to pay your taxes and insurance if you set it up like that. Some people have it voluntarily, and they might just pay their insurance through it, or they might pay just their taxes through it. Okay? If you have it voluntarily, you're able to do and construct it any way you want. So as long as you haven't fallen behind, generally, if it doesn't state that you have to have an escrow account, and it's optional, and especially if you have, I think 78%, if you have over 20% equity in your house, I think at 78% they're required to cancel it unless you ask for it. So again, you have options. You've just got to know them. We're going to look at some of those, some of the rules here in a second. But let's hear what Nereza, you know, we're going to call him N, has to say. Okay? So N, and Nereza is a woman, states, in January 2015, I changed my homeowner's insurance company. Well, guess what? You're allowed to do that. You can do that whenever you'd like, as often as you'd like. Doesn't matter. And by the way, most homeowners insurance companies will notify your mortgage servicer of the change, okay? But I would always suggest that if you change anything, you send it in writing and ask for an adjusted, and ask for a response with regard to what your adjusted payment will be so you'll know, okay? Because if it changes, chances are your mortgage payment is going to change because your escrow portion of your mortgage payment is going to change. That you can get right over the phone, but I'd ask for it in writing. Why? Because then you have it in writing. Plus, you have it in writing that you advise them of the change. But I would also say your homeowner's insurance company will most likely have it in writing as well, and they will also have it in writing when they sent it to them to notify them of the change. Because they're going to send the bills to them instead of you, okay? So, N goes on to state, I called Wells Fargo and the guy I talked to was very nice and accommodating. He changed all needed info to apply the new company and said everything was okay and that I was perfectly within my right to pay for it myself. And she is, okay? In April, okay, this is January, February, March, April, 3 months. I got a letter from Wells Fargo saying I owed $800 for escrow. That's your red flag moment there, folks. Logging into my account, I found the old homeowner's insurance still listed. That's a problem, okay? I called Wells Fargo and they had no record of my new homeowner's insurance, so I gave it to them again. They still didn't update their stuff, so I called my homeowner's insurance and they sent a fax or whatever to Wells Fargo, and Wells Fargo sent them a check for the amount due, causing my escrow to be in the red. Okay? I called Wells Fargo again, and they said my homeowner's insurance sent them a bill, and they paid it. I asked why they would pay a company without my consent, and they said they had the right to. Actually, I don't believe that that's true. If she replaced it, and there was note that she replaced it, They shouldn't be paying the old company. Period. Especially if this is not forced place insurance and if she's doing it voluntarily. Okay? This is the third homeowner's insurance I've had. Okay? With the other two, unless I gave verbal or in writing permission, they did not pay them. And I received overdue bills in the mail. But this time, it was okay, and my homeowner's insurance did not send them a bill. It was just a statement saying I had insurance with them. Wells Fargo is now telling me that I have no choice or options. They can do whatever they want with my escrow, and I have to pay whatever they say. That is not true. Okay? We're going to look at that in a second. It is now August, and I have been talking with them almost every week trying to get them to fix their accounting error. Well, there's the first mistake that N's making. Enough talking. Write the complaint. Submit the complaint to the CFPB's website and the FTC's website. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is consumerfinance.gov. FTC is the Federal Trade Commission, FTC.gov. Send in your complaint. Send everything to them in writing. Send proof of everything in writing as well. Button it all up and you won't be dealing with this in August, okay? The only thing due for my escrow is the other half of my property taxes, okay? My homeowner's insurance sent me a refund check on what Wells Fargo sent them, and I put the money back in escrow after the check cleared my bank. And every time they say the same thing, there is nothing they can do. It is part of my paperwork, and they will charge me what they think I should pay. When I signed for my mortgage, escrow was optional, and I could change it anytime I wanted. But they seem to have lost or overlooked that part. Well, if you have the documentation that states that escrow is optional, they can't overlook that part. That's an agreement you made, and it conveys. Period. Okay? What is even better is none of my payments are being applied to my mortgage, and they refuse to apply any of them due to payments being partial payments. I don't even understand that. I am paying full payments, and my escrow has almost $700 in it now. Even with my homeowner's insurance current, they are not updating their math for the new company. It is still based on the old company that more than doubled my yearly premium. On top of that, the old homeowner's insurance company, HomeSite, refuses to give me a refund and does not show a record of my canceling my policy, even though I've called them over 7 times to cancel. And my new homeowner's insurance has even called and faxed them all sorts of paperwork they have to have in order to cancel the policy. Again, file a complaint. File a complaint against them, HomeSite. File a complaint against Wells Fargo. I promise you, once you start taking action in that manner and you stop calling, you will see results. It's a different deal. Send in a qualified written request. If you don't know what that is and how to write one, go to consumerfinance.gov, which is the CFPB's website. They will give you a template and explain how to write one. You can fax or email it in, okay? So, Wells Fargo wants my money for escrow and is hounding me for it even after I told them the home site won't release the money, so if they want it, they need to go after them because they don't want to listen to me. Wells Fargo was supposed to call me today with a resolution to my problem, but so far they have not. I will be calling them tomorrow. I am currently not working since I am 5 months pregnant, which is why I know it's a woman. So I have all day to wait on hold for them to get their stuff and gear and fix it. Also, on a side note, my August payment was due by the 15th, and today is the 17th, and I've received a bill for the next month at more than double what it should be since they won't apply my payments properly. Okay? Again, all of that can be addressed with the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. All of it can be addressed with the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. All of that can be addressed with your Department of Financial Services or Department of Financial Institutions in your state. All of that can be addressed with your state attorney general, okay? But it has to be addressed in writing. I can't tell you folks or convey to you enough how important it is for you to stop calling, okay? Because every time you call, you get a different idiot on the phone, okay? If you write in, your correspondence gets attached to your file so every idiot can see it. That's the difference. You don't know what the idiots are posting up to your file, but you know if you send the correspondence, you've trumped the idiot brigade, okay? So let's talk about Wells Fargo. When we open an escrow account for your mortgage, we're on their Understand Your Escrow Account page. We use it to make payments on your behalf for real estate taxes and premiums for insurance required to protect the property, such as homeowner's insurance. To make those payments, we collect escrow funds as part of your monthly mortgage payment. This ensures that your bills are paid in full and on time without you having to budget for these payments. Okay? So, what bills are paid for my escrow account? Real estate taxes, premiums for insurance. Do I need to send you my real estate tax bill each time it's due? We usually receive real estate tax information. Does Wells Fargo pay interest on escrow? They do not. Oh, yes. Wells Fargo pays interest on escrow in accordance with the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act and applicable laws. I don't believe they're required to do so, but okay. So, escrow payments. Escrow analysis. Okay, what is an escrow analysis? What is an escrow shortage, and what should I do if I have one? If real estate taxes and homeowners insurance premiums that you've paid on your behalf were higher than expected, your escrow will have a shortage. You can pay an escrow shortage in one of two ways, pay the full amount or pay it over 12 months. Okay? What happens if I have an overage? If your account is current, we'll send you a refund check. If the overage amount is $50 or more, you'll see the transaction listed as an escrow refund on your account. Okay? So, talks about escrow statements, what the information is, what it looks like, the history, so on and so forth. You're supposed to receive an annual one, okay? So let's talk about some rules that were implemented, okay? One of them is forced-placed insurance. Now, in this case, she doesn't have forced-placed insurance because she had her own insurance company, and it looks like she replaced it, okay? Okay, so, servicers typically must make sure borrowers maintain property insurance, and if the borrower does not, the servicer generally has the right to purchase it. In this case, it doesn't seem like that happened. The CFPB's rules, Consumer Financial Protection Bureaus, remember consumerfinance.gov, ensure consumers will not be surprised by this insurance, which often can be more expensive than the insurance borrowers buy on their own. The rules say servicers must provide more transparency in this process, including advance notice and pricing information. Servicers must also have a reasonable basis for concluding that a borrower lacks such insurance. If servicers buy the insurance but receive evidence that it was not needed, they must terminate it within 15 days and refund the premiums. Okay? So there are rules surrounding escrow accounts. Okay? Up and down and all around. Okay? Are lenders, what should I do if lenders do not pay my hazard insurance on time or at all and my insurance is canceled? Lenders are required by Section 6 of RESPA to make escrow account disbursements on time. Okay, you should contact your lender immediately, send a copy, keep checking the insurance company, so on and so forth. I get a notice my hazard insurance has been canceled. My lender forced place insurance. Can a lender do this? As long as your mortgage payment is not more than 30 days late, Section 6 of RESPA requires the lender to make escrow payments or taxes in a timely manner. You should write to your lender and complain. If your lender does not refund the difference or otherwise resolve your complaint satisfactorily, you may wish to file a complaint with HUD or the Consumer Protection Office of your state attorney general's office. Okay? So, what steps should I take if I think the lender is requiring too much money in my escrow account? First, figure out the maximum amount RESPA allows. If you still believe your lender is requiring too much money, you should contact your lender for an explanation. Okay? So, Section 6 of RESPA requires that borrowers make a qualified written request to the lender concerning servicing of their account. The request should not be included with the monthly mortgage payment. The lender must acknowledge complaint within 5 business days and must resolve the complaint within 30. Okay? So again, stop calling. Okay? Start writing. So how do we fix ends issues? Okay? Easy. Gather the documentation. Make sure you have days at which it was canceled and days when the new insurance was placed. Okay? That information can be received from the new insurance company. Okay? Write the qualified written request stating everything that happened and everything that you feel should happen in order to rectify it. Okay? It's a two-way street. You've got to explain the issue, and then on the back end, you've got to explain what you want the solution to be. Okay? If a refund is in order, a refund is in order. If they made a mistake, you want acknowledgement of the mistake, and you want the refund done. Okay? You want to make sure the new insurance is in place. Okay? In fact, we just did this for a different client, or for a client at a different company, Ocwen, and they received a $600 refund because they paid their own insurance. Okay? So, again, you've got to do it in writing. You've got to do it through a qualified written request. If you don't know how to do it, visit consumerfinance.gov. You know, put up a complaint to the FTC. It can be the same complaint. The FTC, the CFPB, and HUD. And make sure you know your rights. Under RESPA, I have the right to change it. I have the right to remove my escrow per my mortgage that was implemented or that was created. So again, you need to outline what the issues are. You need to go after Wells Fargo and HomeSite and anybody else you need to go after in writing, period. Show the proof, attach your new insurance, attach the date that it started, attach any correspondence that your new insurance company may have sent to HomeSite and or Wells Fargo. Make sure you get the information from them as to when they did that. Make sure you have a record of all the calls that you made and who you spoke to. And send that information over to the CFPB, consumerfinance.gov, and the FTC and HUD. Consumerfinance.gov will require that they send you a response. And you can dispute the response and prompt an investigation. So, folks, reality is this. You have to know your rights in order to assert them. There's no way around it, no ifs, ands, or buts. You have to know your rights in order to assert them, period. Okay? So visit thedailycomplaint.com if you want to contact us, if you want any information, if you want to talk about your situation. If you'd like us to review your complaint on the air, we're more than happy to do so. Okay? Second, get educated. Visit consumerfinance.gov. Visit FTC.gov, visit HUD.gov, and type in escrow accounts, RESPA, whatever it is you need to type in. Okay, but reality is you've got to know your rights in order to assert your rights. So thank you so much for joining us today on this Monday. It's August 24th, last pretty much week of August that we have, and then we're going to turn to September, October, November, December, which means we only have 4 months left in the year. There's no better time for you to know your rights and assert your rights, folks, other than now. So get educated, define a strategy, pull together all your resources, get out your writing instruments, whether it's a pen and paper, you can do it by hand, whether it's a computer, tablet, whatever you're using, write your letters, write your qualified written requests, attach the information. You can attach all of that when you submit your complaint. And folks, it's important for you to know your rights, exercise and assert your rights, and make sure that you are not treated unfairly. Okay, so thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow, I would say at 10 a.m. West Coast, 1 p.m. East Coast. But like I said, you can visit us at thedailycomplaint.com and listen to any show archived. You can call me personally. My signature is at the bottom of every show. Thank you so much for joining us. We're so blessed to be able to do what we do. Have a great day. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind, folks. Know your rights and assert your rights. Thank you so much for listening. This is The Daily Complaint.